He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. Welcome to a new working week. It is December the 14th. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, professional money manager for the last 23 years. Well, you know, we've got a pretty merry opening so far to the market on this new week. It is mostly, however, I will say this, it's pretty much the vaccine beneficiaries, the travel stocks, the retailers, the airlines, etc. Dow up 248 right now, and that puts it well above 30,000. Hoping that that's looking like it, that 30,000 is now the new floor on the Dow. The Dow is now at 30,294, but of course 248 of those points coming today. S&P 500 is up 33. S&P's been fighting with, struggling with, bumping its head on 3,700. It's not there breaking through yet. 3,696, 4 points away. NASDAQ up 147, 1.2%. It's at 12,525. That's got to be at or near all-time high territory for the NASDAQ. But I'm not seeing the FANG stocks. Has anybody seen the FANG stocks lately? They seem to be missing in action. Maybe their picture's up on the post office somewhere. Have you seen this stock or these stocks? The FANG stocks have been noticeably absent from the big moves in the market here recently. Russell 2000 not absent, up 1.5%. Small caps, for the first time in a long time, have been dominating the mega cap stocks. Russell 2000 closing in on 2000. It's at 1940. Gold about flat. And the bond market today, 0.92%. Bitcoin up $6. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, in kind of a cold, windy, blustery Charleston, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina today. A few white caps on the river today. I guess there's some cold fronts headed our way, headed towards the East Coast this week. There's no cold front on Wall Street today. It's hotter than a pistol. Well, you got the COVID vaccination starting today. They're being shipped out from, is it Michigan or Minnesota? I think Michigan. Pfizer on the airplane is the vaccine headed for many states across America. Today you've got the Electoral College voting, and the mega caps are missing in action. Has anyone seen FANG lately? I'm missing my FANG. Facebook has been going sideways now for weeks. Amazon has been going sideways for weeks. Netflix has virtually no flicks in it at all right now. And Google, a lot of antitrust suits being filed by various states across the country. It was Facebook last week. It's Google this week. I think 10, 12 states joining in on an antitrust lawsuit. Now, the reason I mention this is because the mega cap stocks have been the mega leaders in the market now for months, if not a couple of years. And they have been noticeably absent from the action in the market recently, as it has shifted quite a bit towards small and mid-cap and more speculative stocks. And, of course, today we're seeing big action in the companies that benefit from vaccines. And that is also helping the market here today. Now, we closed off last week kind of flattish, but opening with the bang here today. Boy, we've got all kind of stuff going on here today. We're seeing a big cyclical rally here today. like I say, the oil stocks, the airline stocks, the travel stocks, etc. We're seeing a little bit of a rally in oil. There was a tanker explosion in Saudi Arabia in the port of Jeddah over the weekend. I missed that one, but I'm seeing all about it today. The Yemen's Houthi rebels claim a missile strike on Saudi Aramco fuel depot in Jeddah. That's sending oil prices a little bit higher today. The Fed will hold its final meeting of 2020 on Tuesday and Wednesday. Does anybody really think they're even going to consider raising interest rates? I don't think so. But they could give some guidance here going forward. So we always watch those Fed meetings. This is the last full week of trading in 2020 because next week Christmas is on a Friday, meaning the market will be closed early Thursday and closed on Friday. Well, that'd be nice, get a day off here at the Gunderson Capital Management. World markets overnight, okay. Japan up 0.3%. Hong Kong down 0.4%. China making a lot of news these days. Negative news up 0.7%. And pretty good news, I guess, coming from Brexit. They're going to continue the discussions ad nauseum. Paris up 1.1% on that news. Frankfurt up 1.1%. And, of course, on Friday we got the big news. Pfizer/BioNTech vaccine gets FDA clearance for use. Emergency use authorization was issued Friday following a much speculation surrounding pressure issued on the organization, the FDA that is, to make the move sooner. Well, we'll see. You know, only time will tell if this vaccine has been released too soon. We'll see if there's any adverse reactions to the vaccine. I think there's a lot of people maybe just a little bit hesitant to run out and get inoculated. But they were calling it last week Operation Turtle Speed. Well, maybe that pushed Pfizer the FDA a little bit to approve, give it emergency usage approval on Friday. And guess what? It's being flown out today. People getting inoculated. It's quite a stunning thing to have this vaccine come about in about 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, somewhere in their time. Other breaking news, Russian hackers, or is it Chinese hackers? We don't really know. We're hearing both sides of that story. Break into the Treasury Department? Boy, that's like the gold mine there, isn't it? They broke into the commerce networks. The U.S. intelligence community is concerned that the hackers who targeted the Treasury and Commerce Department's National Telecommunications and Information Administration used a similar method to break into other government agencies. And who's the stock here involved? Solar Winds, and it's getting clobbered today. SWI has been halted for trading. The Washington Post, citing three people familiar with the matter, reported that agencies were breached through a network management system called Solar Winds. That's a publicly traded company, SWI, out of Austin, Texas. It was also reported over the weekend that there was a major hack a few years back on China, which obtained the names, addresses, phone numbers of 2 million Chinese Communist Party members that have infiltrated into businesses all over the world, governments all over the world. That was reported in the Sky News Australia over the weekend. Well, you know, cyber attacks, I think, are only going to step up. But the SolarWinds deal is a big deal. SolarWinds and customers include 425 of the U.S. Fortune 500. Well, if you're going to attack a platform, SolarWinds would be a good one. They also have as customers the top 10 U.S. telecom companies, all five branches of the U.S. military, NASA, NSA, and the U.S. Postal Service, the Department of Justice, and the Office of the President of the United States, as well as the five largest U.S. accounting firms. What was obtained in this hack? Who did the hacking? What will we find out? Only time will tell. Last I looked, SolarWinds was down 15%. Halted for trading right now. One of the biggest hacks of all time. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Dow up 246, 30,291. First vaccine administered in New York. NASDAQ, well, oil up 6 cents. Gold down $14.60. 10-year yield 0.92. Seems to be mired right in that area right now. S&P up 32 right now, 36.95. NASDAQ up 156, 12,534. FANG stocks missing in action. All right, Alphabet faces a major outage this morning. I haven't looked to see if it's back up again. Their Gmail is out. Google Docs out. YouTube. Oh, how am I going to get through the day without YouTube? That's a big deal. Widespread outages. Funny stuff going on today. SolarWinds, China hack, and then a leak of the 2 million names, and now you've got this Alphabet outage, which obviously is Google. In the meantime, we got Merger Monday. Merger Monday, a bout of deals. Listen to the deals being made. AstraZeneca, I don't like this at all. Alexion Pharmaceuticals has kind of been a one-trick pony for a long time. They're buying Alexion Pharmaceutical in a $39 billion deal. Well, it's good news if you're an owner of ALXN, which basically their big product is blood thinner, Coumadin. Alexion is a big acquisition for AstraZeneca. The street doesn't like it. I don't like it. I don't own AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca is down about 5%. Elsewhere in the pharma sector, GlaxoSmithKline reporting to be in a race to buy Eidos Pharmaceuticals, or Therapeutics, EIDX. They're putting in an offer of $120, which is compared to the one already agreed to from BridgeBio. Other industries also see increased activity. Educational software maker Pluralsight agrees to a $3.5 billion sale to Vista Equity Partners. A bank, Huntington Bank Shares, is unveiling an all-stock deal merger. All-stock deal merger, no cash involved, with TCF Financial, and Electric Arts announces a $1.2 billion deal for UK video game company Codemasters. They're outbidding an earlier agreement with rival Take-Two Interactive. So far in 2020, well, let's just look at the most recent quarter. M&A transactions in the U.S. reached $531 billion in the third quarter, up from $140 billion in Q2 as the economy continued to recover from the coronavirus pandemic. I think, too, that maybe there's a rush to do deals before the tax situation gets a little bit tighter, little bit tougher here in America under a Biden administration. That's just my thoughts on that. Virgin Galactic slumps 14%. You know, I had reservations on that flight to Mars next year. I think I'm going to cancel and hold off for now. Virgin Galactic, after key test flight, aborted. You know, you don't want to be in a spaceship with a bunch of civilians taking a ride around the moon and have your report, your takeoff aborted, or your flight aborted. Virgin Galactic's latest space flight test was cut short. Seems like Tesla's having pretty good luck. I haven't seen a lot of trouble coming from Tesla's flights. But Virgin Galactic, after the engine of its Spaceship Two vehicle did not fully ignite as it attempted to launch above New Mexico on Saturday. Okay, after being released from its mothership, Spaceship Two onboard computer that monitors the rocket motor lost connection. That triggered a fail-safe scenario that intentionally halted ignition of the rocket motor. Following the current occurrence, there were pilots on this thing. Oh boy, I'd like to see their blood pressure. Flew back to Spaceport America and landed gracefully as usual. Okay, all right. I don't know how graceful the passengers would have been, but anyways. That's Sir Richard Branson, of course, with his Virgin Galactic, which has 600 customer reservations on its books. Well, now it has 599. I'm canceling mine. Most of which were sold at a price of $200,000 to $250,000 per ticket several years ago. Okay, another company moving out of California. Well, it was breaking news when Gunderson Capital Management left a couple of years ago and headed east, young man. Of course, we've had recently Tesla's Elon Musk leaving California. Oracle is a huge company, one of the early great technology stocks, moving its headquarters from Redwood City to Austin, Texas. You know, Austin is becoming the home to a lot of big tech companies. That's becoming the Silicon Valley right there in Austin, and the smoked brisket capital of the world, let's not forget. The company also says it will implement a more flexible employee work location policy. In other words, if you want to stay in California, you're working for Oracle, be our guest. If you want to come with us to Texas, you'll get a big break on your state income taxes. And you might even be able to just go out to eat to a restaurant without having Gavin Newsom breathing down your neck. Alibaba fine signals another Chinese push to regulate tech firms. You know, I think China picks and chooses who they want to crack down on and regulate. It was shortly after Jack Ma wrote an op-ed kind of critical of the Chinese Communist Party that all of a sudden his stock was out of favor big time. And I don't think Alibaba has really recovered from that. Let's just take a look at a chart of Baba. Nah, that's not a very pretty chart on Alibaba. The penalties are small, but it's just showing who the boss is in China. You better not run afoul of the CCP's position, or your stock might just become dead in the water, losing all momentum. That's how I would describe Alibaba, okay? I've said that my system, my Best Stocks Now app system, employs valuation, which Alibaba has in spades right now. But the second half of that equation is momentum or performance, outperformance, alpha. And when a stock loses its performance, I'm telling you, it's hard to get it back. Remember that Super Bowl where Atlanta had all the momentum in the first half? The other team had all the momentum in the second half. Momentum is a fleeting thing. And it's gone in Alibaba right now. This is Bill Gunderson. Let's talk about some good ones when we come back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. What about Pfizer as an investment? You know, I was just looking at it here as the U.S. prepares for mass inoculations as COVID vaccine rolls out. 145 sites are set to receive the vaccine on Monday, 425 on Tuesday, and 66 on Wednesday. I think I read in our local newspaper that we're getting our, of course, it's going to be given out on a preferential basis. But let's look at Pfizer as a investment. Pfizer is currently ranked number 1,559 out of 5,565 stocks in my database. What's the main problem with Pfizer? Growth. More specifically, lack thereof. Over the last 5 years, Pfizer's earnings have been growing at a rate of 7% per year. Well, that's pretty anemic. However, it's only gotten worse. Over the last 4 quarters, listen to Pfizer's earnings reports quarter by quarter. Minus 13%, minus 6%, minus 3%, minus 4%. And going forward, the consensus estimate for Pfizer's annualized 5-year growth per year over the next 5 years is somewhere between 1 to 4%. That's it. Well, you could counter and say, yeah, but they pay a dividend yield of 3.8%. Ah, you can have it. Go ahead. Take that dividend yield. The stock is going nowhere. It's gone nowhere, even though they were first to market with the vaccine. Okay, let's see what else. What isn't going on? Singapore approves Pfizer's vaccine. All right, I'm still not buying Pfizer stock. That's not good. Bahrain. No, they're going in a different direction. They okay Chinese COVID-19 vaccine coming from Sinopharm. SHTDF is that stock. And Johnson & Johnson, who are waiting on it, because if we need to get everybody vaccinated, or as many people that will take it as will take it, we need more than just Pfizer. We need Moderna. We need AstraZeneca. Hopefully Johnson & Johnson. Well, Johnson & Johnson is trying to speed up theirs a little bit. They were getting ready to start a clinical trial with 60,000 people. You know, that's not easy to find 60,000 people that want to be a guinea pig. They're now lowering that to 40,000 people. So we'll see. They've already recruited 38,000. So they're ready to roll on their clinical trials. That would add more vaccines to the inventory. IPO alert. No IPOs today. That's an alert. Although Burger King did go public in India. Okay. You should know that. That's QSR. QSR is what? Quality something. It's the owners of Burger King. Medical breakthroughs today. Thinly traded NanoCap. Synlogic. S-Y-B-X. It was way up this morning. Let's see if it's holding on to those gains. Up 15%. That's not the biggest deal, on advancement of a drug candidate that could help with solid tumors and lymphoma. Well, that's certainly an area that we want to see progress continue to be made in. How about the electronic vehicle sector, the electric vehicle sector, otherwise known as the EV sector? Is Tesla going to change the design a little bit on the Model S and the Model X? The X is their SUV, hinting at a possible design refresh. Tesla informed employees at the Fremont factory that high-end Model S and X production lines will close from Christmas Eve, December 24th, to January 11th. It's not uncommon for Tesla to to close production lines during the holidays, but this is an 18-day shutdown, longer than usual, and not the same as the Model 3 and Model Y. People are expecting a design refresh coming in those two models. In the meantime, Tesla's looking for nickel all over the world. Have you seen any nickel lately? Well, we own a big nickel stock here in our dividend and growth portfolio. Tesla is planning to send delegations to Indonesia next month to discuss supply chain investments. Indonesia President Joko Widodo has been vocal about the nation's plans to become the biggest producer of lithium batteries, with its vast nickel reserves waiting to be tapped. Previously, Musk has said Tesla wants to offer a giant contract for a long period of time to mine nickel efficiently and in an environmentally sensitive way. Well, there's other players there. I mentioned a few last week, but they're headed to Indonesia. Okay, more electric vehicle news. NIO, it's down 6%. What's wrong with it? Well, they're doing a secondary offering. That's what the when you have a growth industry that is ramping up production, it's not unusual to see these secondary offerings. Okay, here's another one. Florida, are you ready for the Arcimoto? I looked up some pictures of this thing. You can go to their website at arcimoto.com. They're going to start deliveries in Q1 of 21. Well, that begins in 2 weeks. Arcimoto is now, it's FUV is the symbol, FUV, not SUV, FUV. It's a fun utility vehicle, and that stock is not reacting really to the news, but it's had a big run-up recently. Their FUV and Roadster, have you seen that Roadster? You can check it out on their website. Arcimoto vehicles are tailor-made for Florida, one of our most popular states in terms of overall pre-orders, says Arcimoto founder and CEO Mark Fronemeyer. We designed the FUV and the Roadster to be incredibly fun, ultra-efficient electric vehicles. You know, it almost looks like a space-age golf cart. That's what I would call it, a space-age golf cart, three-wheeler. It's a three-wheeler, two in front, one in the back. Well, the lady driving it looks like she's having lots of fun. They also make emergency responder vehicles, and they make delivery vehicles. That's the Arcimoto. Keep your eye. Another one to keep your eye on, FUV. In that space. In the meantime, Morgan Stanley is upgrading the oil stocks. They see a sustained rally for oil stocks. Well, you know what? I think I'll take a pass on that. Morgan Stanley, I'm not seeing it. They're calling out Diamondback Energy, Range Resources, Murphy Oil, Conoco, Cimarex, Valero, Holly Frontier. Okay, well, that's a contrarian play there. I don't think the Biden administration's going to be very friendly to the oil industry. Myself, I would rather be on the sunny side of the street as it relates to being an investor. Okay, FedEx gains confidence as the shipper grows ahead of earnings. You know what? FedEx is showing up. Let me see where FedEx is ranked in my app today. I think it's finally cracking into that top 300. It seems like everything is being shipped these days. We're not, if you've noticed, we're not going to the malls lately. We're going to our doorstep. Now, FedEx is ranked number 736 out of 5565. It's not quite there yet, but it is a good-looking chart on both FedEx and UPS in front of this holiday season. Okay, when we come back, I've got one that is showing up on my momentum list and top 300 list. It's an internet real estate company. That's one we're going to look at. We're going to look at Evercore, one of their top picks for 2021. It's also one that we own. I'm going to narrow this down to two. And then the other one is a company that has been blasting off recently. We own it in our emerging growth portfolio. They're making major progress with their brain cancer treatment. All right, you better stay tuned for that final segment of the show coming up. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, there's some significant events taking place in the market today, especially from a technical point of view. That move in the Dow today represents a breakout through resistance, a pretty decisive breakout through resistance. That's very bullish if you're wondering what that means. I'm also seeing tremendous action in the genomic biotech stocks. The ETF, ARKG, which is the ARK Genomic Revolution. You say you want a revolution? Well, it's taking place right here in front of our eyes in the genomic sector. That ETF is hitting $100 per share today with a massive breakout up 4.5%. We own it here at Gunderson Capital Management. The other one that really catches my eye here today is an IPO. Going public today, ABCL. It's easy as ABCL. Absolera, absolutely, biologics. It's up 280% today. It went public at 20. How come I'm not getting any of these IPOs? I got to call Ameritrade and tell them, hey, where's our IPO? Well, the problem is they're not really involved in these. These are pretty much the Morgan Stanleys, the Merrill Lynches of the world that bring these companies public. Absolera is a Canadian provider of drug discovery platform designed to develop next-generation antibody therapies. Up 276% right now. Okay, now, PayPal. Another breakout today. It's being upgraded today. We own PayPal in our Premier Growth Buy and Hold portfolio. PYPL, nice breakout on PayPal. There's another strong move today with news on an online real estate company, EXP World Holdings. The symbol is EXPI. That one catches my eye today. That's a breakout. They own and operate cloud-based real estate brokerage services for residential real estate markets. If you haven't noticed recently, that's a hot area. Real estate, I'm saying, and so is the cloud. So you get the cloud getting together with new home sales. And, of course, Zillow and Redfin have also been very strong stocks. But this EXPI, that thing is breaking out today. It's based in Bellingham, Washington. They now have 40,000 real estate agents globally with a strong outlook. So if you're a real estate agent, take a look at EXPI and what they are doing with their cloud-based real estate services. The featured stock of the day, NovoCure, NVCR, which we own in our emerging growth portfolio. They are making some headway in a very difficult malady. I've had a few friends die from brain cancer. They develop a novel therapy for the treatment of solid tumor cancers, including glioblastoma brain cancer. NovoCure is hitting a new high today, $173.25. They announced that the Swiss Federal Office of Public Health has added NovoCure's Optune in combination with temozolomide to the list of remedies for the treatment of patients with newly diagnosed glioblastoma. Well, that's good when you get another country like that that accepts your treatment. And NovoCure, NVCR, if you know someone with brain cancer, maybe you can have them look into this stock, this company, and their treatment for brain cancer tumors. NVCR is currently ranked number 18 overall out of 5,565 stocks in my app, number 18 with an A-plus momentum grade. The stock is up so far this year 104%, 104%. In the last 3 months, it's up 97%. That was a pretty good pickup, Gunderson, in the emerging growth portfolio. How did you find it? Well, www.beststocksnowapp.com. I said, what does NovoCure do? NVCR. A little bit of research, Seeking Alpha, Yahoo, Zacks.com. Find out what they do. You can find analyst research reports on the company to see if it's the real deal or not. There's a lot of dead ends in the market, but I liked what I saw on NVCR enough to add it to our emerging growth portfolio, which has really been emerging in 2020. And, of course, that's our most aggressive portfolio, not for the faint of heart. That would be more our bond portfolio or our dividend portfolio or even our large cap growth portfolio. Well, you can get more information on these portfolios that we so meticulously manage here on a daily basis. We're seeking alpha every day for you, and we always keep our eye in that rear view mirror. This bull market will come to an end at some point in time, and it will be linked to a drop in earnings expectations going forward. We haven't seen that yet. The last time we saw it was in February of this year, but it was very brief. And then earnings estimates went right back up after about a six-month, nine-month stall out and drop. And that's why you saw that quick correction in the market. And that's why you saw that fantastic buying opportunity in late March of this year, which we took advantage of 150%, 1,000% we took advantage of that. And we're sitting on some huge, huge gains for 2020. And we are putting together our strategy for 2021. We'll see what that brings. Everything in the market is relative, okay? Something always rises to the top, and there's others that are kind of cycling down. I would say the biggest noticeable cycle down right now are the big tech stocks, FANG. And other areas are rising in the ranks as the wheel of fortune turns round and round. If you'd like to talk to us, that's real easy. We have a toll-free nationwide number at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. And if you'd like to just peekaboo at the portfolios that we manage and how they've done here in 2020, we're pretty proud of our results. You can never rest on your laurels in this business. Never. You have to always be on your toes and vigilant and get up earlier than the next guy. That's my philosophy on our little industry that we're so involved in. Take a peek at our portfolios and our macro outlook on the market going forward for the next 2 years at GundersonCapital.com. Sample our newsletter for a couple of weeks, all right?
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.